Okay, you can hear me okay?
Yes.
Fine. Okay, so we are holding by Kiddush Makom Suda. Last, just to summarize where we are holding, we mentioned that to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Makom Suda, which means even to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, you need to have, to make your Kiddush in a place where you're going to have a Suda. Again, what's the definition of a Suda we're going to still discuss. But to fulfill your obligation of Kiddush, you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda, and that means eating in the place where you made Kiddush, that's where you have to eat. Okay, so we said, the pashtus of that means you have to eat in the same room. The place where you made Kiddush, you have to eat in the same room. Then we had, there were two other ways that you could achieve Kiddush Makom Suda, even if you weren't in the same room, which again, the halacha we're going to discuss the pasuk Mitzvah Shem today. One is if you have intention, you make kiddush in one room and you have intention to eat in a different room. That was one of how you can still get kiddush makom suda even though you're not eating in the same place where you made kiddush. And the second way was if you make kiddush in one place and you can see a different place there, and then you go eat in that place. That's also, according to some, that's also called Kiddush Makom Suda, and exactly, again, that the pasuk that we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Hashem today. Okay, so let's go through, through the different halachas then. Okay, if a person makes Kiddush in one room, and he doesn't eat there, okay, let's say he doesn't eat bichlal, he doesn't eat at all, he's not used to Kiddush, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation of Kiddush. Kiddush has to be made in the place where you go to eat, and your Kiddush has to be followed by a Suda. If you didn't, for whatever reason, even for his oynes, you didn't have a Suda in the place where you made, after your Kiddush, you're not Yoytzi. I think, if I remember correctly, actually many, many years ago, there was one Friday night where I made Kiddush, and straight after I made Kiddush, my daughter had a serious accident, and she has to be rushed to a hospital or something. And I didn't have a suda straight away. So in which case, when I came back, it was a while afterwards, I had to make kiddush again because I wasn't used to kiddush because it wasn't kiddush makom suda. Okay, fine. Okay, now if a person, even if a person makes kiddush in one place and is planning on not eating, or is planning on eating somewhere else, but then he changes his mind and he does eat in the same place where he made kiddush, then he's yotzi. As long as lemaisa he ate in the place where he made kiddush, I don't care what his intentions were at the time, as long as he ate in the place where he made kiddush, then he will be yotzi. Okay, next halacha. We said it doesn't make a difference if you're the one making the kiddush, you're listening to kiddush. All these rules apply. Kiddush Makom Suda means when you are fulfilling your mitzvah of kiddush, again, be it you're the one making kiddush, being you, or you're being yotzeh through Shomei Ko'ona, you're listening to kiddush, you have to have the kiddush has to be made, or for you, it has to be heard in a place where you are eating. If not, you have not fulfilled your mitzvah of kiddush. And all these rules apply for Friday night, for Shabbos day, for Yom Tov night, Yom Tov day. Anytime we're making kiddush, all these rules apply. Okay. The ideal then is when a person's making kiddush, he should be eating in the place where he is making the kiddush. Okay. It's even brought down. Yeah, we mentioned last week, the week before, that there is a shita in the Rishonim that holds that if you're in one room, you shouldn't even move from one corner of the room to another corner of the room. That Rishon, Zoran, he holds that kiddush has to, the suda has to be duck in the place where you make kiddush. So maybe it's Dalal Amos is all one makom, but it has to be made duck in the place where you made kiddush. You have to eat your suda duck in the place where you ate your suda. So the Mishnah Berurah is choshesh for this litcha chila. That means if you're in a room and you heard kiddush, you're sitting in one place and you heard kiddush over there, you should not go and eat your suda in a different part of that room. Okay, we'll see that there might be other ways to achieve that. But assuming ignoring all other factors, meaning you can't see the place and you don't have the intention for it, if you are in one room and you're listening or making kiddush in one part of the room, you shouldn't go to a different part of the room to have your suda. Okay, That's the lechatchila. If a person did do that, meaning he did go to a different part of the room, you are definitely yoytze. The ikka shitta is that as long as you're in the same room, you are yoytze. Okay? So the ikka shitta, again, if a person made kiddush in one part of the room and then ate the siddur in a different part of the room, then he would be yoytze. Okay. But again, lechatchila, a person should try to avoid that, and he should have his siddur in the place where he's making the kiddush. And again, we're going to discuss it, but to be yoytze kiddush makom siddur, let's just go with the bread. If you're having bread, all you need is a kazai. So in theory, once you made your kiddush and you've eaten a kazai, then you would be allowed to move to a different part of the room. Then there's no problem. It's just to be yoytze your kiddush makom siddur, the definition of that siddur, whatever that is, a kazai the bread, a kazai the mezonos. Once you've eaten that, then you are free to move around. You don't have to have the whole siddur in that place where you had kiddush. Just to be yoytze your chiyuv of kiddush makom siddur, that kazai is, that has to be eaten in the place where you made kiddush. Okay. Now, if a person is in one room and he's listening to kiddush at one part of the room and would like to go to a different part of the room to eat his siddur, then if he has in mind that he's going to do that, then again in the same room, then according to Mr. Brewer, that is lechatchila. So that this could be very common. Let's say you're in shul on Shabbos morning. And some people like to drink from the wine of the kiddush. Okay, it's not ma'akev, but there is a lechachilah to drink from the wine of the kiddush. So a person will, let's say, go up to the up to the main table. He'll listen to kiddush over there. Yeah, he's listening to kiddush over there. He's going to drink a sip of the wine, and then he's going to go back to his place where he's sitting. So his siddur will not be in exactly the same spot where he's making kiddush. It's more than Dalai Amos away. So if he has in mind and Shabbos Kehilchasa says that minastam, that is what he has in mind, he's planning on going back there, so then that's also the chachila. According to Mishnah Berurah, that's the chachila. The person in the same room, he has in mind that he's going to, after making kiddush or listening to kiddush, he's going to eat in a different part of that room. That is also lit chavchila. Okay, everyone following so far?
Meaning in the same part of that same room, but not in another room.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're going to get to another room soon. So far, we're just discussing the same room. Yeah. Okay. So in the same room, it is lit chavchila to make kiddush in one part of the room. And have in mind that you're going to eat in a different part of the room. If you don't have in mind, then it's only b'di'evet. But lechachila, that is acceptable. Okay. Now, we mentioned, at least when we discussed the Gemara, that according to many, the halachas of kiddush makom siddur go hand in hand with the halachas of brachas. We know that if a person makes, we're not talking about things like bread which you mechuv to make the brach bachoin in the same place where you eat. Things like, let's say an apple. A person's eating an apple, and then he goes outside the house, and he comes back inside. Okay, so then he's, let's just say he goes onto the street. I'm just going to make it simpler. He goes onto the street and comes back inside. That's called a shinu makom, and he's mechuv to make a new bracha. Okay? Now, what about, again, we're in Hilchas brachas over here, Hilchas brichas and nenin. If a person is eating breakfast in the kitchen, and then he goes to a different room in the house, he goes to his dining room, and then either he wants to carry on eating there, or he comes back into the kitchen, and he wants to carry on eating, does he have to make a new bracha? So, it's actually a machlokes rishonim. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bialacha brings the machlokes rishonim.
He's under the same roof.
I'm the same room. In the same house. You're in your apartment. You're eating breakfast in your kitchen. You're having an apple for breakfast. You go into the dining room to whatever to get a safer, and you come back into the kitchen. Do you need a new bracha?
What's going on? Okay. He did not have that in mind when he made.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Very good. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. If you didn't have any mind, so. The according to Be'alacha, it's a suffix, it's a machlokes. So suffix bracha is a haka, you shouldn't do it. Yeah, you shouldn't make a new bracha. But it's not so poshut, yeah? It's a machlokes we're showing him. But there is an eitzah, yeah? Like you're saying, if you have it in mind, then that's acceptable according to at least Be'alacha, that's acceptable. Yeah, that's the chatzchila. So if you have in mind, when you're sitting down to eat your apple and you have in mind that you're going to go to another room, might eat in another room, then that is that is okay. You and then you don't need it. You definitely, it's not just a suffix. You don't need another bracha afterwards. Yeah. And the post, I think, Rashi Zalman Orbach, I think Rabbi Yashim also, they both say that if minastam, you, when you eat and you're moving around, that's already considered as if you have das to go to different rooms in the house. Okay. So that's really for most of us. I think that's what, that's how we eat. Well, a lot of us eat like that. We in and out. So in which case, it's automatically considered that as if you have das to eat in a different room. And therefore, you can't.
Let me ask a philosophical question, please. If the purpose of making a bracha is to not be over me'ila or gezela, to appreciate something in Hashem's world, why should it matter if he changes rooms or changes locations because he's already gotten clearance to eat that piece of food?
That's a good question. Basically, Chazal set up certain things that it's called. Your bracha is only chal for like I don't think I'm going to explain this very well. Your bracha is only chal for like an eating session, for one eating session. Chazal have told us there's certain things which cut off your eating session. Okay, so if a person, a different example is, let's say if a person gets involved in something totally different. Yeah, he's masiach das from eating. He's like ilu. He decides to himself, I'm stopping to eat. Yeah, and then he wants to carry on eating later. Then he needs a new bracha because that original eating session has come to an end. It's terminated. So he needs a new bracha. So Chazal tell us that there's other things that also do that. Moving locations is one of those things. Yeah, moving locations also terminates your original eating session. Okay.
Shkoyach, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Can I just add something?
Yeah.
If you're in a car, that's not shaming makom, is it?
What do you mean in a car?
You make a bracha when you take off, going on the idea that somebody else is driving, and then
you start eating in the car.
Right.
Yeah. And then the car goes.
And then the car's going. I mean.
Your makom. Yeah, the car is your makom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So we've gone a little sidetrack, but we need it. Okay, we're saying that by brichas hanenin, if a person goes from one room to the other, if he didn't have das for that, then it's a suffix, it's a machlokes whether you need a new bracha. Okay, by brichas hanenin. But according to the halacha, if you have according to Mishnah Berurah, if you have das that you're going to carry on, you're going to move to a different room, you're going to eat in a different room, then that is lechatchila. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah over there also says that if you can see the other room, that's also lechachila. That means I'm in my house, I'm in the kitchen, and I can see my dining room. If I move to my dining room now and I can still see the kitchen, I can still see where I was, then that's also lechachila. Then I also don't need a bracha. Yeah, that's partial. I don't need a bracha, a new bracha. Okay? Everyone got that? So we're saying by brichas hanenin, even though going from one room to another is not so partial, it's a machlokes, but there's two potential solutions. Either if I have in mind at the time I made the bracha, or if I can see the original place. If I can see from one place to the other, I can see the original place, then I also wouldn't need a new bracha. That's perfectly acceptable. So, Shmuel Shabbos Kehilchasa wants to say the same thing by Kiddush Rakam Suda. Okay, we said, according to the Mishnah Berurah, when you're in the same room, and you make Kiddush in one part of the room, one corner, let's say, and you want to eat your suda in a different part of the corner. So if you didn't have in mind, yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't change. Yeah, you shouldn't, lechachila, don't do it. If you did do it, okay, but yeah, but you are yoytzin. But lechachila, you shouldn't do it. The Mishnah Berurah told us that if you have in mind to eat in a different corner, then that's also perfectly acceptable. That's lechachila. Says the Shmuel Shabbos Kehilchasa, you know what, if you can see that other place, that's also lechachila. Just like we find by Brichas Hanenin, that seeing the other place is equivalent to having in mind, so too by Kiddush Makom Suda, he says that having seeing the other place is the same as having in mind. So if you're in the same room and you're making Kiddush in one corner, just like having in mind at the time of making Kiddush to eat in a different corner is perfectly acceptable, so too being in one corner and being able to see any other place in the room, yeah, it would be perfectly acceptable to now eat your suda in that place, and that would be lichatchila kiyum of kiddush b'makom suda. Okay, so everyone got that?
Yeah.
Okay. So according to that, then most of the time, then when you're in one room, yeah, you should always be okay, because chances are you'll be able to see a different place. I mean, unless you're talking about a very funny room, you know, which curves around or something like that. So you normally be able to, in the place where you're making kiddush, you'd normally be able to see the most of the room, the whole room, yeah. So in which case, most of the time you should be covered according to this, yeah. So whether you have das or whether you can see a place, according to the Shomer Shabbos Keiuchata, you would be lechachila, that would be a kiyum of kiddush of makom suda. Okay, so that's all our discussion so far is all about in the same room, yeah. So the same room. If you want to change from one part to another, either you have to have in mind, or you have to see the place. But the Evid, it's okay. Even if you didn't have in mind, you can't see the place, and you shouldn't move. But if you did, you would still be Yotzi Bidi Evid. Okay. Again, that's all by the same room. You make kiddush in one room, and you want to eat in a different part of the room. That was our discussion up until now. Okay. Okay, now we're going to move on. Now we're going to talk about if a person's making kiddush in one room and he wants to eat in a different room. Okay, so you might think it's a funny scenario. I mean, like, why should you do that? Okay, I'll just give you one. Let's say one potential example is, let's say on Sukkot, you started making, it was raining, and you want to. You're making kiddush in the house, yeah? Okay. The first night probably not. You have to be cautious. We're not getting involved in the halacha. Let's just say Shabbat. We're talking about Shabbat of Chol HaMoed of Sukkot. You make kiddush in the house, yeah, because it's raining. And then you realize, oh, it stopped raining. You can go sit in the sukkah. So straight off the kiddush, you want to go now sit in the sukkah. So are you allowed to do that? Yeah. Let's just assume. I'm just going to make things simple. Your sukkah is attached to your house, okay? So it means you lead from your house into your sukkah. So the post can say that if your sukkah, it goes straight from your, like, let's say it's on your mepeset, you go straight out of your mepeset, straight out of your house, straight into the sukkah. So the post can say that's considered to be one room within the house now, okay? So are you allowed to do that? Yeah, again, you make kiddush in one room, and you want to move into a different room and eat your sukkah there. Okay, so if you remember, we mentioned that Tosfos, when we were discussing the Gemara, Tosfos holds that is lechachila. Tosfos said that's how they would make kiddush in shul on Friday night. The orch, they weren't allowed to eat in the shul, but the orchim would be in the shul, and they'd have in mind to eat in a different room in the shul premises. Okay, Tosfos held that going from one room to another, if you had that in mind at the time you make kiddush, it's perfectly acceptable. That is kiddush b'makom suda. That shita is brought la halacha. Yeah, it is brought la halacha. The Ramah says that's the ikka shita. But the Mishnah Berurah says, lechachila, you shouldn't follow that. Because there are shittas that hold that you shouldn't do such a thing. So lechachila, you shouldn't do it. So again, if a person wants to, he made kiddush, and at the time of making kiddush, he had in mind to eat in a different room, he should rather not go to that room straight away. He should first at least eat the kazayas of bread or mezonos, whatever he's doing, yeah. And then only after that should he move, yeah. So lechachila, a person shouldn't, even if he has in mind to move to a different room, a person should not move to a different room, and rather should be mekayim kiddush makom suda actually in the place where he made the kiddush or listened to the kiddush, and only afterwards should he move to the different room, okay. That's all if you had in mind, okay? If you didn't have in mind at all, yeah, you make kiddush in one room, and if for whatever reason, I don't know, there was a suddenly you got a big smell in that room, and you have to leave that room, and you have to go to a different room, yeah? If you now need to go to the different room, yeah, and you didn't have in mind, okay, we're going to see, and you didn't see it, yeah, we're going to discuss seeing it soon, yeah, if you, again, at the time of making kiddush, you didn't have in mind that you're going to go to a different room, and from that room, you cannot see the original place where you made kiddush, then you'd have to make kiddush again. Okay? That is not considered to be kiddush makom suda, even though it's in the same house. Yeah? but it's a different room and you didn't have any mind and you can't see it, that you would not be used to Kiddush Makom Sudah and you would have to make Kiddush again. Okay? So that's all if you, we're beholding, if you didn't have any mind. Okay? So again, we're saying if you didn't have any mind, you have to make Kiddush again. If you had any mind, you shouldn't do it, but if you did do it, then you would be Yotzi.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
What if a rabbi is making Kiddush in a big room in the shul and there's a mechitza for the ladies and they're going to go by the rabbi's Kiddush? Is that considered a separate
room? I didn't get the very end. The rabbi's making Kiddush in shul and there's a mechitza and the ladies on the other side.
Sorry?
And then what happened?
So the rabbi's on the other side. They can't see the rabbi. They're in a different halachic room because there's a mechitza around them.
Okay.
So is that Suda B'makom? Is that Kiddush B'makom?
That's 100% acceptable. Why? Because the way we define the place where you're making Kiddush, that's considered to be where you are listening to Kiddush, or if you're the one who are saying the words of Kiddush, where you are. We don't care about the person who's making the Kiddush. As long as you are listening to Kiddush in a certain room, that's considered to be your room for the purposes of Kiddush Makom Sudah. So as long as these ladies eat in that same place, then they've fulfilled the Kiddush Makom Sudah 100%.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So back to going from one room to another. So we said again, if you didn't have in mind and you can't see it, then you shouldn't do it. Okay? And more than that, you wouldn't be Yotzi. Okay? If you did have in mind, lechachili, you shouldn't do it, but if, for whatever reason, you did do it, or whatever, the emergency, whatever reason, then you have fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush Makom Sudah, and you've fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush, and you don't need to make Kiddush again. Okay? If you can see the place, so you didn't have in mind at the time, but you can see the place, then Bidi Evet, you've also fulfilled your chiyuv of Kiddush Makom Sudah. Okay, again, you also, lechachili, you shouldn't do that. But Bidi Evet, you have been yotzi. Okay, and then the bi'alacha is mechalish to us that if you have two factors, like positive factors, you're making Kiddush in one room, and you're planning and you have in mind to eat your suda in a different room, and you can see that place also. So you have two extra factors. You have it in mind at the time of making Kiddush, and you can also see the place. Yeah? Then that is also lechachila. Okay? So that one, that might be of relevance, let's say, by sukkahs. If your sukkah is adjacent to your apartment, yeah? And it started. You made Kiddush in the house, and then it stopped raining, and you realize you can go into the sukkah. So if you had it in mind at the time, and you can from your sukkah you can see that place where you make Kiddush, then that lechachila you can go eat your sudah inside the sukkah, and that would be a fulfillment of Kiddush Makom Sudah. Okay. Any questions so far?
Yeah. One question just regarding sukkahs. Hefsek, if somebody made Kiddush and then they're waiting to see if the rain stops and they're laboring, is the bracha on the Briah Gafen, is that chal, like the time it's chal, like 18 minutes, yeah. Is that long, word to Mekayim?
Wait, again, you make Kiddush and then you're waiting to eat.
Because they want to know whether or not they're going to go back into the sukkah to eat the zonot, whatever.
So, okay, they're eating Kiddush inside the sukkah.
Or inside or outside, but just saying that, like, they're belaboring whether or not they're going to continue.
Okay.
They had grape juice, and now they're waiting.
Okay.
Is the amount of time, the half second between the grape juice and the zonot, is that just like...
You're saying, is there a time... frame of what's the time frame of Kiddush Makom Sudah? That's what you're asking me?
Right.
Yeah? Okay, yeah, we're going to get that probably next week. Yeah? Okay. But plus you should have it straight away. You shouldn't delay. The exact time period is not so clear when it's right, what's the cutoff point. But the point is, at least if it's a few minutes, that's okay. Yeah, more than a few minutes, we'll have to discuss exactly what to do. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
What's the time we'll be holding?
I have a quick question.
What's the time? Yeah.
So we're saying that listening to Kiddush in one house and going to a different house.
We haven't discussed different houses yet. That we still need to get to. Okay. Again, up to now, all we've discussed up to now is in the same room. Let's just summarize where we're holding. In the same room. Yeah, you shouldn't move from one part of the room to another. You heard Kiddush in one part of the room, you shouldn't move to another. Unless you've got either one of these two, one other factor. Either, the Mishnah Berurah says, either if you had in mind at the time of Kiddush you're going to move to a different part of the room, or if you can see a different part of the room, then both of those would be lechatchila. Okay, that's all in the same room. Yeah, and again, but if you didn't have one of those, but you're still in the same room, you are used to Kiddush and Makom Sudah. Okay. And the second thing we discussed is if you make Kiddush in one room and you're going to eat in a different room. So then, if you didn't have it in mind and you can't see that other room, then you're not used to Kiddush Makom Sudah and you have to make Kiddush again. In that second room where you're going to, you have to make Kiddush again. If you had it in mind, or you can see the original place where you made Kiddush, so you only have one, let's call it one extra factor, either having it in mind or you can see it, then ikra din, you are yoytzi, but you shouldn't do it lechachila, you should avoid it. Okay? But the Bi'ur Halacha says, if you have both those milers, you had in mind and you can see the place, then going from one room to another is lechachila. Okay? Yeah, is that clear so far?
Yes.
Yeah? How long do we have to go?
About 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay, we'll start now. Okay. Again, after now, we're talking about the same room and from one room to another room. Now, what about if you make Kiddush in one house and you want to move to a different house. Okay, you want to eat in a different house. So that even if you have it in mind, yeah, that is you're not yotzi. Okay? From one house to another, you're not yotzi. But there is potentially one exception to that, which is if you can see the second house that you're in, you can see the original place, then there's a discussion whether you're yotzi or not. Okay, it's not very poshered. Yeah, there's a big machlokes over there. There's one extra tonight also that it's only true if there's no like path that's been masik between your house and the other house. Yeah. So again, if the two houses are mamash next to each other and you make Kiddush in one house and you go to the and then you eat your sit in the second house and from that second house you can see the original house, the place where you made Kiddush. Yeah, you can see the place where you made Kiddush. Yeah, and there's no path that's interrupting between the two houses. Then there's discussion whether you're yoytzi or not. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says, the Sha'atiyan says that a misafik you shouldn't say you shouldn't make Kiddush again, but it's really not possible at all. Okay, the Shmuel Shabbos Keiuchas says his eitza is you should try to hear Kiddush from a neighbor. If someone hasn't made Kiddush, eat a little bit over there and then go eat your Suda wherever you're eating.
Rabbi Michael, what is a house?
What's a house?
What is a house? How would you define this halacha house?
The pasuk is let's just talk about a regular house at the moment, yeah, and non-apartment, even an apartment really, yeah.
Your own front door is a house.
Yeah, yeah. Outside your front door is it right? So yeah, you've got let's say one dira and then to another dira. The problem. the dinner's often not so good because you've got the stairway going in between. So that's mastic. Yeah. But let's say you have, you're in Chutz Aretz and you've got houses. Yeah. Okay. And then, you're talking about a proper house. Your house is there and then you're next to a neighbor. So you're going from your house, yeah, to your next to neighbor's house. So there's no public or private path that's being mastic between the two. Yeah. And if you can see, from the place where you're eating now, you can see the original place where you made kiddush, then at least because of a suffix, you shouldn't make kiddush again. But it's not pasul at all. It's definitely something to be avoided.
Lechatchila. Well, let me tell you why I'm asking this question.
Yeah.
If I'm eating on my backyard.
Yeah.
I'm eating in the house or not?
You're eating on your backyard.
Uh-huh.
She
thinks
you. Okay. Is that considered to be your house or not?
And there, it's your backyard. There's fence between these two backyards.
Yeah, that's a very good question. It seems to be some machloekes how you view that. Same type of idea as what you're saying, like a mepeset. Let's say a regular mepeset. Yeah, when is that considered to be part of you? Is that considered to be one room in your house, or that's a different house? Yeah, it's the same idea.
Whatever you will define, but the backyard definitely not clear for me.
No, you're 100%. No, it's not clear for the. It's not clear in the poskim either. Yeah. Okay. I spoke to a kumpel about this once upon a time, and you have to be machmir you have to be machmir either way. Meaning, so in this case, you'd have to assume it's a different house.
Okay.
Yeah, so lechachila, you should avoid that. Yeah, you should avoid going from your actual house to your mepeset. Yeah, because you have to be cautious that it's considered to be a different house. Yeah, and therefore you should avoid it. Okay.
Thank you.
We haven't quite finished this yet. Next week in Mitzvah, we're going to discuss things like mepeset and also like the stairway in a building. Okay, that's all to be continued next week in Mitzvah.